can bring up whatever's on your mind as we launch into hour number three of the program. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. People have been holding on patiently. We go to your phone calls. We start with Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Bill.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Great, Bill. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, last week we got this interesting discussion about how old-fashioned the business model for the RIAA and the MPAA was. Mm-hmm. And we discussed that they needed to change their strategy in order to, get with the times, you know, that we're no longer living in 1950-whatever. We're living in 2008, and technology changes and everything. And I'm happy to report that they have a slight change in their business model.
Really?
Yes. Now they have gone into asset forfeiture.
Asset forfeiture.
Basically, a story broke out on Wired that was picked up by Ars Technica on Friday. The Los Angeles City Council, the county of Los Angeles County, I believe, is what it originated from, passed an ordinance now that if you are caught with an illegal copy of a recording of any type, any and all assets that house or manufacture said illegal copy of media can be taken away from you.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, okay, yeah, you know what, I had that story here. As a matter of fact, here it is on Wired. Local governments in California have long had the power to declare property a public nuisance when their owners allow the land to become denizens of drugs, gangs, prostitution, and gambling. But the L.A. County Board of Supervisors is now adding a new category, music and video piracy. In an ordinance just adopted, the five-member board is declaring that piracy, quote, substantially interferes with the interest of the public in the quality of life and community peace, lawful commerce in the country, or county, property values, and it's detrimental to the public health, safety, and welfare of the county, citizens, its businesses, and its visitors. A college kid downloading a song off the internet is all that?
It's dangerous.
So that's what you were getting, that's what you were talking about, right, Bill?
That is correct. That is the story that I was referring to.
Oh, in fact, it says here that it was actually crafted at the urging of the Motion Picture Association of America and the Recording Industry Association of America. The county retains the right to shutter a property for up to a year for violating the ordinance and also gives local authorities the right to bring a civil action to temporarily restrain, preliminarily enjoin, and or permanently enjoin the persons or persons intentionally conducting or knowingly maintaining or permitting the public nuisance from further conducting, maintaining, or permitting such a public nuisance. So they can take your house for transferring files over the internet?
Apparently so. They can also take away your college education, too.
How can they do that?
They're urging. I don't know about the MPAA in their stance, but the RIAA has been urging college campuses to deny scholarships to individuals who blatantly violate copyright infringement laws.
Wow, they're really trying to bring down the hammer, aren't they?
It looks like it. And I find it kind of funny because we were having, there's a thread that goes along with it. I don't know if you've seen the thread or not, but we message back and forth about our opinions. And, of course, people are saying, well, this is a great stance for the real pirates out there, the ones that are profiting. This is what this will target. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. No.
Doesn't say that. No.
You don't, the government doesn't work that way. It's one size fits all in our government. So whether you're profiting from the piracy.
Who's profiting? I mean, from piracy. Don't people download it for free?
Well, there are street vendors that sell pirated DVDs.
I have never seen one in America.
But the super majority of pirates out there are just downloading to enhance their collection. That's all. Not downloading to make profit.
And my argument's always been the government, and you guys have even said it yourself, the government's a one-size-fits-all government. So they're not just going to target the people that are making a profit from the piracy. They're going to go after the small guys as well. So now, if this particular trend starts to trickle out, and eventually it will, the smaller governments will cow down, they're cowered down to the big demands of these lobbyists.
Well, they've got good reason to, because the $1,000 fines aren't necessarily going to the RIAA. It says here that property owners who knowingly permit such activity can be dinged $1,000 for each counterfeited work produced on their property. I don't know what producing a counterfeited work means, but if that means downloading a song, then...
Well, of course that's what that means. They want people to think, okay, I'm safe, because it's one of those false sense of security things, you know. Well, okay, this particular law, the way they get it crafted, it sounds like they're going after the big fish. And that's what they want you to think. These government officials want you to think,
the
okay,
next thing you
yeah.
know, they've next thing you know, they've fined a family $30,000 because their little girl, you know, teenage girl, downloaded a bunch of songs off the internet.
And they do that.
And if the families can't pay the fine, then they get to take the house, right?
That's what it looks like to me. This has gone from bad to worse, and it's only going to get worse until these guys, a collective bodies get together and say, you know what, screw you. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen until the artists realize that they don't need these people anymore.
Yeah, that's true. The artists will have to pull away from these organizations in order for them to truly die off, because nobody's going to get out and advertise the fact that they're a pirate and, rally the pirates together to fight this evil. That doesn't seem very likely.
Yeah, I did have a second question. This is more of a question because it's from my own knowledge. It has something to do with jury nullification. Along the same lines of the piracy issue, does jury nullification only work with jurors, or can, like, say, for instance, they come after me at some point and say, okay, well, Bill, you are in violation of the federal statute of copyright infringement. We're going to fine you $1,000 per infraction. Now, granted, I could go out and lawfully buy some of these singles off the internet for $1.99, mm-hmm. but that's no here or there. They're going to fine me $1,000. Could I just easily just say, wait a minute, I don't remember signing an agreement with the RIAA or the MPAA that I promised them that I was going to buy all of their products?
I don't know. That wouldn't be jury nullification, because that does involve juries, and that would be essentially nullifying the system. That would be basically withdrawing your consent from the governmental system. And there are some people that are trying that with some success up in Canada at thinkfree.ca. You can check out their website. They've got some neat videos and stuff you can watch there. And I think we're going to start seeing some of that tried here in New Hampshire over time as more and more activists move in. So we'll be able to find that out soon enough, Bill, if that particular technique works here in America. I believe that it will. I think if we have enough people who are withdrawing from the system and saying, I do not consent, there's nothing they can really do about it if you've got enough people behind you. So that's one of the important factors here, is we need to get some people, more people, moving into New Hampshire. We're supposed to have 1,000 people here by the end of this year, and I believe that we...
I bet we already do have 1,000.
Maybe so, but certainly by the end of 2008, and we need 2,000. We need 5,000. 2,000 would be awesome. I mean, 500 people have made a huge difference. So all in good time, Bill. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. These powermongers' days are numbered. There's no doubt about that. We go continue to your calls. Randy in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Randy.
That's
Randy,
me.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I have a theory.
Okay.
It started out when I was a Mormon. I thought everything bad came off of Satan himself.
Hmm.
Then I moved on to the monetary theory about, the Bilderbergers and everybody like that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I think that's probably a cognizant thought. I think there's a lot of that going on. But I think there's somebody in between the working poor and the middle class, and between those two and the super rich.
I don't know what you're getting at, but I want to give you a chance to explain. So hang on. We're going to bring you back. 800-259. We'll bring you back. Hang on. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. My question is, will the Schnurgenbergers be a part of this? We will find out here in moments. You can bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long.
Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project is brought to you by the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. That is about a month from now. at Porkfest, you'll be able to learn how Free State Project early movers are already making a difference. We talk a lot about him here on Free Talk Live. You'll get to actually meet many of these movers and shakers. The Dave Ridley, RidleyReport.com, he'll probably be hanging out. Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance will likely be in attendance. Our very own Gardner Goldsmith is, from what I understand, going to be emceeing some of the events on Friday. So there's going to be a lot of...
Russell Canning will probably be in attendance.
I don't know about that.
You're not sure?
Has he said?
I don't know that he... It would seem like it.
He made an appearance last year. That's a possibility, because I know they've got their... they've got like a little competing event happening in the month after that called the Burning Porcupine Festival.
Yeah.
But they're not paying us to advertise that, so we'll only get a few mentions.
Working on that.
Anyway, you can expand your network of liberty-loving activist businesses and organizations and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. As we continue here, Randy's still on the line with us in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Randy, go ahead with your point, sir. You got plenty of time.
Okay, thank you. It won't take but a minute. All right, when you guys were kids, did you ever get beat up by the bully?
I don't know if I got beat up, but I did bullied to some extent.
I got beat up lots.
Sorry to hear that.
I was the first one to the bully.
Okay.
Now, behind me, nobody got beat up.
Okay.
So,
what are you getting at, sir?
Our three-quarters people that are above the middle class, they're the ones that are beating us up. And the super rich, new or old money, doesn't matter. They're the ones that are using bulls to keep us shut down.
What are they using?
Well, the almost rich, the three-quarter rich, they don't want to lose what they almost got.
Right.
And that's how this whole thing's working. It's working in it's in degrees. It's never one thing. It works down the line.
Let me see if I'm understanding you here, because it seems a little vague what you're getting at. So let me see if I've got this straight. You're saying that that the very, very wealthy people are trying to control everybody else, and the people that are working towards being wealthy aren't willing to step out of line because they might lose all of the things that they've come to call their own.
I'd have to say yeah on that one.
Now, that's kind of general. I mean, it's putting people in groups, and I don't think it's fair, because there's a lot of people out there that are wealthy that, and I don't know what level you're defining rich as.
I'm not saying everybody. Just saying.
Good, because, I mean, some rich people are great. They take their money, and they invest it, and they create new businesses and new opportunities.
Yeah, sure.
And then there are those who are after power, and those are the ones that I have a problem with. Whether they're rich or they're middle class or poor, anybody in search of power is
What's power get you?
Money.
What's
more important, power or money?
It depends on who you are.
On who you're talking to.
Different people have different goals.
Right. Many of these people in power already have a lot of money. So it's not because they need more money. They got plenty of it. They can buy whatever they want. So it's the power. It's the lording over people.
Let me ask you this. What are we doing as a country?
Who's we?
We as a country is what he said.
Exactly. It's not a co-op at all, is it?
No, certainly not.
Everybody's out for their own good.
As they should be.
Aren't we our brother's keepers?
I don't know what that means. It's a religious thing, right, Mark?
Religious, maybe a spiritual thing.
What does it mean to be a brother's keeper? What's that mean?
That means you look out for the people around you and make darn sure they have enough. And also, more than that, It's the pat on the back. It's keeping them going.
I would say taking care
of your brother.
I am looking out. I don't really.
I know you guys do it every day on the radio. I hear you.
Right, but we also do it here in person in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The activists look out for one another. There's no doubt about that. But on the other hand, I don't necessarily keep an eye out for everybody, because not everybody's interested in that. Some people like being slaves. So if they want to be slaves and they want to be owned by somebody, then I'm not going to pay too much attention to that. But to those of, like, yeah, I guess you're right. Anybody that I would consider my brother, that is, you know, brother at kind of a like-minded level, then yeah,
brothers,
I would look out for those people. Sure.
Arms.
Sure. So the answer to your question is yes.
Listen, I almost always agree with you guys like 100%, pretty much. Yeah.
You should have yourself checked, Randy.
You guys make the end of my day.
Well, cool, man. Glad to hear that, Randy. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. We continue also in KGEZ land. Jeremy in Montana. Hello, Jeremy. Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, you want to know one of the most crackpot things I heard today was they were setting nukes off underground in Russia to create earthquakes and typhoons and over there in Asia land or whatever.
Well, why would they do that when they can just use HAARP?
Well, I guess they all work in conjunction together or something.
I don't know,
but what am I going to do about it? Nothing.
I have a question
for you guys on the Free State Project.
Okay, shoot.
I believe in a lot of the so-called, I call it agenda stuff, not conspiracy stuff.
Okay.
It's an agenda. I mean, do you have people like that in the Free State Project thing going on to where there, some of them are maybe a little bit conspiracist, but not so far as believing a machine's going to control my freaking mind. It ain't happening.
I don't know anybody here that at least outwardly will admit to believing something like that. There are some Free Staters that are definitely on board with the whole 9/11 thing, but that's really the only one I've ever really heard promoted around is the 9/11 thing.
It's not a conspiracy. I mean, when you look at things, it's one of, you know, look at a lot of things, it's an agenda. I mean, that they have to overtake, enroll people like, they brainwash people with the lamestream media, as I like to call them. You know what I mean?
I don't think you'll get any argument from us on that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one there, and that one seems blatantly obvious.
People get their brainwashing from not some thing up in Alaska. Or whatever.
Right. The people get brainwashed by the box that they turn on with the moving pictures on it every single night of the week. That's where the brainwashing comes from, not some fantastical electronic device operating 2 billion watts out of Alaska. Great point, Jeremy, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. It's that consistent tuning in to the mainstream media that just zonks people. I was watching Will Buchanan's Walk for Liberty. We've had him on the show before.
Yeah.
Walkforliberty.com. He's doing daily updates on YouTube. And he was talking about somebody he met, one of his sponsors for the walk. He ran into, just kind of met him by chance, I guess. And this guy didn't really know much about Ron Paul, for instance, but found out that he agreed with a lot of what Ron Paul had to say, and turned out that he was probably getting all of his information from the mainstream media, which is why he didn't think that he agreed with Ron Paul, because he didn't really know anything about him. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on iOS.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live is your show. If you take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you at freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy, and it really is. I've done it. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
As we continue with your calls about anything, we go to Tom in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom? Maryland? Tom going once? Hello, Tom.
The conspiracy idea?
Yeah.
Or ideas? I think that so many of us, we're familiar with them, and but we don't all believe everyone that you hear, and I think a lot of times they can go into oblivion. Not long ago, Hillary, this was far into the race, you know, it was probably a few months ago, a friend of mine whose intentions were good, he's a great person, and he had just said to me about how he had heard on a different program, she's going to be the next president, and her name has a certain, and I told him, I said, you know, it's such a turnoff, and I really wouldn't say that to anyone other than maybe me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of fortunate that I had that. I'm telling you, know, I was just like, really, that's almost like, you know, their driveway has one kind of gravel in it, but then there's others in there, and if you stand back, it looks like a phoenix breathing fire. I mean, it just gets
a Masonic
ridiculous.
Symbol. A pentagram. Yeah.
Exactly. Or yeah. There's different brands of shingles on their house, and it's in the shape of a, you know, the devil's horns.
It really does go into the realm of absolute madness. You're totally right.
And I have been exposed to a lot of this stuff, but there's still a lot of stuff I have never heard, and usually I end up finding it maybe online or through somebody else, not really due to my own searching or researching. It's just because, you know, it just seems to find me. But I don't always go out of my way to research it deeper, but I don't always discount everything here. You take everything with a grain of salt, but mm-hmm. these very unusual ideas, like this friend was relaying to me, I told him, I said, really, man, that's something I would not really repeat to someone who might not know anything about freedom issues
yeah.
or what we see is happening to the country.
What did he say to you when you said that?
He talked about Hillary's name, the meaning of her name, and I think even the number of letters in her name, for God's sake.
Oh, geez. Yeah, if you add all the numbers together.
And heard it on, I don't really want to say, it was not Alex Jones, or it was a show on a different network, but I believe he gets transcripts from his sister. He does not have, he's not online or anything. She sends him transcripts
wow.
of a show that she likes. And I've heard this guy before, too, and
well,
he, almost,
yeah,
he makes things sound a little too hopeless.
Yeah, well,
and
that's what they do. They get these conspiracy people, the more they get into it, the more absorbed they become with all of the conspiracies. All of the conspiracies have a similar theme. It was what Nigel was talking about at the end of the second hour. And the similar theme is that the government is all-powerful. The government has control over your mind. They're dumping chemicals on you. They're doing all these evil things. They're blowing up buildings, and they're conspiring, and they're covering everything up, and they're doing it all successfully. And what it does is it reinforces the message that government actually wants to reinforce, and that is that government is powerful, and that government is something to be feared, and that government is something that is almighty and impossible to take down, and so established that it is a fool's errand to try to oppose it.
Competent, I think, is probably
yes. It's competency, and it's not competent. It's none of those things. It can be defeated. We can win. We can have liberty in our lifetime. But that's not what the conspiracy people are talking about. They don't talk about liberty and freedom. They talk about what the government's doing to control people and how it's unstoppable and that, you know, it's hopeless. And you're right. It is very defeatist mentality. Many of these people, when we talk to them about the Free State Project, they immediately come up with the objection that, oh, they're going to roll in tanks and blow you guys up with a nuclear strike. And
yes, they are going to come with their whips and chains and so on and so forth. And there might be some, you know, I see where we're coming from, and I know, you know, Randy Weaver, Waco, Texas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, I think the Free State Project, I live in Maryland. One day I might join you. I'm really impressed and blown away by it, and I have been since I found out about it.
Well, come up to Porkfest. Come up, go to porkfest.com, porkfest.com, and learn more about that, and then come up and experience what it's like to be amongst hundreds of other people that love liberty just like you. It's something you probably never experienced before.
Yes, it will be, and I have spread the word a little bit about your show, but
Thanks.
Good friends of mine, nobody really. People aren't really that interested, I find. It's difficult.
Well, they're interested in themselves.
I've heard you guys talk about your own frustrations, your involvement with the Libertarian Party and everything.
Yeah.
And I think now, for me, all this stuff is somewhat frustrating, but it's definitely not what it was for me. You know, now I leave it as pretty much, you know, well, if you don't really care, then you don't really care. I can't really do much about it.
Yeah, well, the people that you're referring to, most people aren't interested because it hasn't touched them yet in a way that has offended them to the point where they care enough to do something about it. Or if it has, they've managed to just shovel it aside and move along. Oh, pay that fine. Okay, move along. Going to get on with my life. And it's okay that they aren't interested because people, for the most part, are interested in themselves. And if they feel as though their lives are relatively happy and relatively undisturbed, then they aren't going to be interested in the concepts of liberty and freedom because they believe they're already free. But if you're out there and you're still friends with them and you're paying attention to what happens in their lives, and eventually, you know, the code enforcement department comes around and fines them $100 for putting plastic in their paper bin, or, you know, whatever it is, the grass is growing too high, or they give somebody a ride in their car and they get charged for running an illegal taxi. You know, if something comes up where the government has decided to insert themselves forcefully into that person's life in a different way than it normally does, I mean, most people just shrug off taxes. But if it's something else that happens, you'll be there to say, hey, are you interested, you know, just kind of capitalize on that and say, yeah, this is how government works, and there are a lot of people that it does this to.
That's
and
what it does.
You might want to learn, if you want to learn a little bit more about it and what we can do to stop it, well, then here are some of the resources for you, and then maybe at that time they would be more open to it. But until then, you know, keep helping yourself out. Keep keep bringing yourself more information, and keep considering the Free State Project, because if you're around more people like us, more people that love liberty and freedom and are willing to do something about it, well, then I think what you're going to see happen, Tom, is that doing something about liberty will become something cool and interesting and something that people want to be involved with because it's what others are doing. Remember, people are interested in themselves, but part of being interested in yourself is wanting to spend time with others and be liked by others. And if what the others are doing is cool activism things and getting out there and standing up for freedom, then it could be cool and hip to join into that movement, to find friends there, and it'll grow, and more people will come on board, and they'll understand freedom, and before we know it, the governments will be gone. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, and we'll finally have ourselves a voluntary society.
Well, I'll be fine with just cutting the government, 90% of the government out.
Yeah, well, if that happens too, that's great. But I think it'll go all the way. 1-800-259-9231, because it seems to me it's the next logical step in the evolution of mankind. Now is the time.
It certainly, I see it everywhere. I see it in popular culture all over, is the desire for people to have freedom.
Sure.
And I hope that that's so. I mean, I also see that it seems to be an ingrained trait in man not to, to be a slave.
To want to follow
orders. I also see that.
Well,
so
we're going to separate those two groups eventually. We're going to make it clear that we want to be able to choose for ourselves how to live our lives. And if you want to choose for yourself to follow the orders of another person, then you should be free to make that choice.
That person will always be there to give you orders. Believe me, there's somebody.
800-259-9231. Bring up anything. I mentioned illegal taxis. Maybe we'll have time to talk about it in moments.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. You can do it with a PayPal account, any major credit card, and some alternative options as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn that AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country, spread the message of freedom and liberty, and also bring more Internet listeners on board. You can learn about how we're doing that, how we're spending your $3 a month, because that's all it costs. And you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, forum, and more. Actually, I should say AMP-only call-in lines, because there are multiple AMP call-in lines now. So, again, all the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls. It's Jim calling from Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jim.
I say, we're not the only listeners on your program, trust me. Yeah.
the only caller.
You are just the KGEZ audience is the most participatory of all of our weekday affiliates.
We have a whole bunch of weekday affiliates. It's just KGEZ and in KGEZ land.
It's just our night. Excuse me, fellas. Hey, I understand the free state concept, and I think it's wonderful. To me, I consider that a 1776 event.
It's like another revolution, but I don't like revolution because it connotates revolving or going back around to the beginning again. And I don't want to start this whole government thing over again. I want to evolve past it. So, but yes, I agree with your sentiment, sir.
I am concerned though that we have so many. Well, have you fellows ever taken the time? And maybe your listeners would like to get involved, to start listing the number of government agencies or employees that each of us have over us, over our, that control our lives. And I'm talking
innumerable.
About law enforcement. I mean, you can start with Border Patrol, the National Guard.
EPA,
start
FBI,
walking it down,
CIA.
You know, the folks that you know, want and check our hunting licenses. And
OSHA.
Licenses.
Even Amtrak has their own police force.
Oh, my Lord. Well, my concern there is that, in addition to those folks, we have a lot of folks that are on the government dole, even though they're not government employees.
That's true. Yep,
those are the welfare folks.
There's welfare, there's government, there are government employees, there's welfare recipients, and there's also contractors.
That's exactly
right.
And the employees of the contractors as well.
That's exactly right. So you start to rock their boat and their money, and they're going to be the Tories in your 1776 program.
Yeah, oh, there's no doubt that they certainly are not going to like having their little precious power structure threatened, but oh well, we're going to do it anyway.
So how do we get this going in Montana?
Well, I can't help you. You'll have to start your own website and market the organization and buy some advertising. And I mean, the Free State Project has been going now since 2001. That's when it was originally formed. The idea came out then. They put together a website. They spread the word. I think it was in 2003 when New Hampshire was chosen by the existing members at the time. And since then, people have been slowly moving here to New Hampshire. And we're seeing that rate pick up now. So, I invite you to compete. There's one going on in Wyoming, but I think they've got like a couple dozen members at this point. So
the one thing that stops us, there's a law, believe it or not, in Montana, and I'll see if I can pronounce it correctly. It's called criminal syndicalism.
Mm.
It's on the books. And any time you step out against the government, it's a criminal and felonious act.
Well, I think that what you'll find here is that at least amongst the Free Staters, there are people that could give a flip about what the laws say. For instance, recently, I don't know if you've been listening every night, but we've had Dave Ridley on from RidleyReport.com.
Yeah.
And over the past few weeks, he's been going out to the State House, the grounds of the State House, and just violating silly laws right out in public and promoting it, calling the police in advance, letting them know. He's been doing illegal puppet shows. And there's a law that says you can't give a puppet show in public and charge for it. But that's exactly what he's been doing. And then last time he did another puppet show violating that law. And on top of that, he violated an ordinance that said you couldn't gather on the grounds of, you couldn't have a protest on the grounds of the State House. So he just keeps violating the law to see if they'll do anything about it. And if they do something about it, then that's what he wants, is because then they'll show themselves for the violent gangsters that they actually are. And that will help reveal to people that this is not a legitimate government, that this is rule by force, that this is people threatening others. And so far they've been ignoring him. They haven't been enforcing their precious little laws. And the more people we have doing things like that, the less powerful these people will become, the less legitimate they will be in the minds of very many people.
Well, you call that an illegal puppet show. I call that the legislature's in session.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it.
You have a good time, fellas.
Thank you, sir.
Good
we always do. Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. If I wasn't having a good time, I wouldn't be here.
No, it beats real work.
Let's see. I guess I have done some real work in my past at some point. We continue here. Let's talk to Jeff in Oklahoma. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Jeff, DJ Blaze. Did we lose Jeff? Jeff is gone? He's gone. 800-259-9231. All right, so illegal taxi or man arrested after his daughter doesn't go to school? I sold them both. We're going to only have time for one.
Man, daughter, school.
Okay, because you started with a story at the very beginning of the show about truancy, which is not showing up to school. Right. And in that case, it was talking about how the kids were being given GPS devices to verify what their location is at certain times of the day. So the truant children were being monitored,
tracked.
Essentially. They didn't have ankle bracelets. They haven't gone that far yet, but give them time. And
well,
so
they did have ankle bracelets, and then they decided it was too much like a ball and chain, so therefore they switched to just a pager kind of thing that they
I missed that point. But my question was, well, if the kid still doesn't go to school, then what happens? What do they do? Well, at least according to WCPO.com, at least in one place in America, and probably everywhere, they put you in jail if you're the parent. A Fairfield man is in jail because his daughter hasn't gotten her GED, General Equivalency Diploma. A judge ordered the father to stay on top of his daughter's education months ago, and when that order wasn't followed, Brian Gegner was sentenced to 180 days in the Butler County Jail.
180 days?
The daughter, Brittany Gegner, says her father shouldn't be punished for her problems, especially, she says, because she's now 18, a legal adult. Brittany says it's ridiculously wrong. Of all the punishments they could have given him, to make him go to jail? I mean, probation until I get my GED would be reasonable, but to send him to jail?
No, it wouldn't.
Well, you know how people are, Mark. They're beaten down, and they'll accept some level of tyranny as long as it seems to be more reasonable than the level of tyranny they're given. But so that's what she's saying there. She says to send him to jail, that's overboard. Butler County Juvenile Court Judge David Niehaus ordered Gegner to jail for contributing to the delinquency of a minor by not following...
Not a minor.
She was at the time. By not following a court order which required Gegner to be sure his daughter got her GED. This comes after ongoing problems of Brittany skipping classes at Fairfield High School and then Butler Tech, While Brian Gegner had custody of her, Brittany says it was while she lived with her mother that she was being truant. She says, I'm about to be 19, and my dad's being punished for something I did when I was 16. It's like I should, if anybody, should be punished for this. I would way rather me go to jail than my dad. They probably should have punished me if they were going to punish anybody, said her mother, Shanna Roach. Because she did live with me at the time, but because he had the custody, that's why he's being punished. I don't understand the punishment altogether because she's going to school. She's been going for 4 months. The only thing that's holding her back is she can't pass her math test. Brittany has a daughter who's about 18 months old, by the way. She says she's determined to pass the GED for her daughter and her father. The judge says if she passes the test, her father could get out of jail before the 6-month sentence is up.
Yeah, but the thing about these GED tests, and I don't know how it is in her community, but it can be, you know, they have this scheduled time that we're going to be administering this GED test. It can be 30 days between tests.
Sure.
It can be 60 days between tests. Who knows? And there you just sit waiting for the government to get around to giving its tests so that he can get out of jail.
In the meantime,
maybe.
In the meantime, this man who has a family is in jail. Her stepmother worries that the time in jail will ruin their family. She says he could lose the job he's worked at for 15 years.
Hold on. The fact that... Okay. So if she does get the GED, the judge is willing to look at letting him out. But she's not a minor. So he's not contributing to the delinquency of a minor right now. Her getting her GED is superfluous to that.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
She was 16 when the order was given.
Sure. So he violated the order then. So letting him out early, even if she gets her GED, is still illogical.
By their own crazy rules.
Right, their crazy rules. She wasn't living with him or anything like that, but it still just doesn't make any sense. She turned 18. She met the criteria of carrying her own onus of her own education.
It says, bureaucrats say this type of punishment is rare and reserved for extreme cases when court orders aren't met. Well, the extreme case is that somebody doesn't obey orders and send their kids to the government-approved school as the government demands. This is the inevitable result of what happens to people that don't send their kids to the government schools and don't jump through the hoops necessary to prove that they're homeschooling them in the correct ways. You will spend time in jail. There is a threat of jail behind every single government school, and it's absolutely disgusting. We're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.